أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. This is the next ruku, the first ayat. And in here now, previously as we had read, Allah Ta'ala addressed the Bani Israel and the evils that they had committed. Now Allah is addressing the believers and in a sense reminding them that you don't become like the Bani Israel. That is, that they did not want to go for jihad. They told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَائِدُونَ. You and your Rabb and Allah go and fight. We are not going to fight. We are just going to sit here. So Allah is reminding the believers, you don't be like them. And you be ready for the great honorable act of jihad. You be ready. Also that the Bani Israel, they took pride that we are the children of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So the fire of Jahannam will not touch us but for a few days only. So Allah Ta'ala says, reminds the believers that it isn't on lineage that you are going to be judged on the day of Qiyamah, but on your actions. So see that Allah says, وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. See good actions in order to reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Don't depend upon your titles. Don't depend upon your lineage, your family tree, etc. Those are not things that are of merit. The real things of merit are your amal, your own actions. So see that you have these actions in you. Do not boast about being of a certain family or certain tribe or anything like that. So Allah Ta'ala encourages the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. A iman walu, O people of iman, what you should do, not like the Bani Israel, but you, the first thing, ittaqullah, fear Allah Ta'ala. That is, have taqwa in you. And that is the observance of the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and to stay away from his disobedience. Wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila, or dhundo usta wasila, and seek a wasila in order, a means to reach Allah. And the commentators of the Quran Sharif say, this wasila is amal saliha, to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that is the greatest wasila, and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Also in the Hadith Sharif, wasila is mentioned, and that is the highest, most loftiest place in Jannah. So seek that also. And we make dua also after Adhan, that Allah Ta'ala grants to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati ta'amma wa salati al-qa'ima aati Muhammadanil wasila. This wasila, this high position in Jannah. So to seek that is also through amali saliha. Wajahidu fi sabilihi, or jihad karo uske raah mein, and make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And all this is the recipe for success. La'allakum tuflihun, taake tumhara bhala ho, so that you become successful. The falah is that Arabic word which includes every type of success, of dunya also, of akhirat also. So in this short ayat, Allah has given the recipe for all types of success. So Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on this, whatever is mentioned, and not to become like the ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin, not like the Jews and the Christians, who follow their nafs and their desires, who don't obey Allah Ta'ala, who have made this dunya the object of life, but we should make akhirah the object of our life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.